Hi folks, Lydia here from Rusty Quill Gaming, Chapter and Multiverse, Magnus Archives, and a bunch of other RQ shows. I'm excited to tell you that UK gaming dice company The Dice Dungeon have teamed up with Rusty Quill to produce two exclusive limited edition dice sets inspired by our award-winning podcast, Rusty Quill Gaming. The We're Still Working on the Name dice are a set of seven custom polyhedral dice featuring icons representing the player characters from Rusty Quill Gaming. They will come with a custom presentation tin. And the Lolomg Deluxe dice set are a set of seven custom resin-filled metal polyhedral dice featuring icons representing the player characters from Rusty Quill Gaming, presented in a wooden collection box. This set will feature other exclusive, exciting extras yet to be revealed. Find each dice set and a bundle collecting both sets at thedicedungeon.co.uk/collections/rusty-quill. Or click the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Lake Potter, Alan Hunt, Carissa Bloom, Katie Bowling, Isabel Evangelista, Philip Goodboy, Olivia Pugh, M. Amber Knoll, Jose Ignacio Asimposo, Tides Podcast. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 100. I guess you had to be there.
Sorry again that the archivist isn't actually in today, but I should be absolutely fine to take your statement if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Right. Statement of Lynn Hammond, recorded 2nd of May 2017 regarding... What's this one about?
I saw a ghost.
Okay. Regarding a ghost. Statement begins.
So what happens now?
Oh, well, I mean, you tell us what happened?
Well, yeah, I did. I saw a ghost.
No, I mean you sort of tell the story of...
Yeah, the story is I saw a ghost.
Okay, but what was it like? You know, how did it make you feel?
It was scary, and it made me feel scared. I'm sorry. Am I doing this wrong?
No, it's okay. Let's try this again. When did you first see this ghost?
Oh God. About a year ago.
Anything more specific than that?
I mean, it's been a while. I can't really remember.
Okay. Where did you see the ghost?
My old flat.
Okay, great. Where's that?
Clapton,
okay. And what were you doing when you saw the ghost?
Well, I was asleep.
Saw a ghost when you were asleep?
No, obviously I woke up.
Right.
And ghost.
Right.
Well, first it was like a burning smell.
Oh, okay. So, did this happen a lot?
Yeah, a few nights.
Okay, right. So, like, you'd wake up in the night and you'd smell burning, and what did you do?
Well, I first checked that my house wasn't on fire.
Yeah, and then...
Just go back to sleep.
And when it happened again, you would...
Well, I mean, after a few times, I realised my house wasn't on fire, so I'd just go straight back to sleep.
Okay. What happened the first time you saw the ghost?
I mean, she was there.
So she? Okay. Okay, so describe the ghost to me. It's a woman, a girl, a...
Yeah, a young woman.
And what was she doing?
I mean, she was on fire.
Okay. So she's on fire. So what did you do? You're waking up in the night and you're seeing a woman is on fire in your flat, so you...
I mean, what can you do? Like, she wouldn't be there for long.
Okay. So you didn't call the police, or...?
Well, no. I mean, it sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it?
Okay, so... So what is it that sort of made you... Why are you here?
My friend told me that, you know, this is where you report stuff like that, so...
Okay.
Right, so... Tape's on. Who are you?
I'm Smith.
Just Smith?
John Smith. John Smith.
Your name's John Smith?
John Smith.
Right, okay, good. And why are you here, Mr. Smith?
I'm here because I have something to report. I'm worried.
Shouldn't you be going to the police, potentially?
I don't think they can help with this.
Right. And so, what brings you here? What do you need help with?
Well, I've seen some things.
Right.
I think I've heard your field. Found a few web pages a long time ago.
And can we talk about why it is specifically that you're here, Mr. Smith?
Sure. So you know Old Witch Tube Station?
I do.
It's not a tube station anymore, obviously. It's abandoned now. But I was there with an associate. We'll call him Jeremy.
Right.
And we broke into the tube station because we wanted to, you know, have a look around because, you know, it's just...
What drove you to break into a tube station, Mr. Smith?
Well, it's part of London's history. You know, it's public transport. It's interesting.
And you wanted to see the interesting things?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's still trains running throughout the platform level, but there's no... The station isn't running anymore. It's been abandoned. Like, so much of things there are all in original condition. Like, they've still got the original adverts up and things like that.
Right, okay.
When they shut it down, because they've never been removed.
But why specifically there, Mr. Smith?
Oh, well, I mean, we had some ideas about what might be down there. You know, it's not just the you know, the public transport stuff and the adverts. We thought it might be something a little bit more... I don't know, something worth investigating, you know. We were down there in the tunnels and then the torches went out. And I think they took him.
They?
Yeah, them.
Okay. And who are they?
Well, I mean, you must know. I mean, like, this is the Magnus Institute. I mean, like, you know this stuff, right? You know, the people who are down in the tunnels, you know.
What people are down in the tunnels, Mr. Smith?
You know, the government.
The government.
Yeah, the government.
Wonderful.
They've got a holding facility down there. It's a secret holding facility.
Right, statement of Robin Lennox?
Well, my friends call me Rob. Well, some of my friends call me Rob. A lot of my friends, I guess some of them call me Robin. You can call me, if it makes it easier for you, then yeah, that's
May 20th, 2017, about a stone circle, I think. That's what you said.
So it started. It started on a day when me and Jackie, we were walking. Jackie's my dog.
Okay.
We were walking down the South Downs, which is what we normally do before we go visit my mother for a roast. We were walking down, and are you much of a dog person?
What day was it?
When would this have been now? Now this was about. It was about 2 weeks ago. So where are we now? That would put it at maybe the 6th, I think.
Okay.
Perhaps. So me and Jackie were walking down our usual trail down the South Downs, and in Loo, which like I said, is where my mother lives. So we were walking along. Just Jackie loves to run off the leash and just run scour around the fields.
Okay.
And...
So you were walking a couple of weeks ago.
That's
it was about
right,
noon.
Yes. In the South Downs, yes.
Yes, in the South Downs.
And off in the distance, something just caught my eye, and I have pretty good eyesight. I had an eye test a few days ago. You know, one of those free ones that you get, and you just sort of go along just for the sake of it.
What did you see?
Okay, right. So I thought to myself that stone circle that wasn't there before. At least I thought it was a stone circle. But so me and Jackie went off to investigate. Jackie's quite a curious dog. That's quite a normal thing for Jack Russell Terriers to be sort of curious animals.
So you went to investigate. Is that
right? Yes. Yeah, so we were walking towards this what I thought was a stone circle. So I was sort of walking towards it, and I really noticed it got quite a lot chillier. So it was quite a sunny day.
Okay.
I hadn't taken a jacket. You know, when you sort of look out the window and you're like, today's a jacket day.
So right. you saw this stone circle.
Oh yes, yeah.
You started walking towards it.
That's right. Okay.
And then
so yes, like I said, it was definitely a bit. Definitely a bit chillier. I don't think there was any wind or anything that day, but it just sort of, as I was walking towards it, felt the chill, and I felt Jackie sort of start to walk closer to me. She started to run off a lot less, as if she sort of, I don't know, maybe I just sort of noticed that, you know, when you sort of get a feeling for what mood a dog's in, when you sort of spend a lot of time around them.
What about this stone circle?
Oh, the stone circle. So I got closer, and I realised that although I hadn't seen the stone circle before, but the sort of texture of the rocks and maybe a bit of the, I don't know, they look quite old. They definitely look like they had been there for a long time, but I recall them definitely not being there, because, you know, I've taken that route maybe five or six a few times now. When was the first time I took that route? I
think so. You don't remember seeing this before, but the rocks looked old.
Let me start again.
All right then. Statement of Brian Fentonson.
Oh, it's Finlandson.
Oh, right. Sorry, that's the handwriting here. So, statement regarding.
Spiders, but I mean a lot of spiders.
Ah, good, a spider one.
What?
Date May 26th, and go on. Let's get this over with.
Is everything okay?
Yes, it's fine. Sorry, I just don't hold out a lot of hope for coherence.
What?
Our archivist is on leave.
I don't really like staying in one place too long.
Fine. Statement begins. That means get started.
So the spiders, I mean, they're all over my flat. There's like hundreds of spiders. Mm-hmm. And it's freaky. Like, they just don't act like spiders, and they're leaving like web all over my stuff, like on the sofa and on the microwave. Like, that's weird, right? That's not how spiders normally are.
So let's take this from it earlier. When did this start? When was the first weird spider?
A couple months? No, maybe a bit longer. Like, it started gradually, I guess. Like, you know, I don't like spiders, and sometimes, sure, there's one in the bathroom, and there's a little web or something, but that's normal. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I asked a friend to deal with it or something, and then suddenly there were more spiders, like the corner of every room. And it's freaky because there's like different types of spider and different... And right. They don't normally like gather in groups of different species. It's different species of spider, isn't it?
I'm not familiar.
Like, but I feel like they're watching me.
What do you mean? Are they looking...
They sort of move when I move, and like when I go into a different room, I feel like there's a flow of spiders to the same room, or but they don't let me touch them, or if I try and whack them with a newspaper, like they don't let me get near. And the weirdest thing was when I asked an exterminator to come and look at the problem, they all disappeared. It's like the first time there'd been no spiders in weeks, and then suddenly, as soon as he leaves, they all come back, and it's like suddenly they're there again.
Was that maybe the first time there had been another person looking at your flat?
Well, I mean, I guess so, but no, because like
trying to pick this apart. Haven't
invited someone to come over because there's spiders and webs everywhere. But like, but I mean,
and the just webbing... thinking,
the other day they webbed my bedroom door shut. I mean, that's weird, right? Like enough spiders to leave enough web to seal the door, and they trapped me in there with all those spiders. Like that's not normal, right? That's freaky. That's supernatural. That's what you guys do, isn't it?
It does sound unusual.
Like the supernatural, right?
I mean, we're an investigative
unit. I just wanted some help. Like, I heard you guys, like, I thought if you know about the supernatural, maybe you could help me deal with this.
I really wish that was the case.
God!
Yeah, and then she reached out to me.
Oh, okay, right. So she reached out, and then what happened? She reached out to you, so what'd you do?
Well, not a lot.
Right. And then she just disappeared like normal?
I mean, she burnt me a bit.
Oh, wow, okay. Like, are you okay? Did you, was there a lot of damage?
No, it's like... just a few hairs. My right arm. I mean, they've grown back.
Like a few hairs, and then she disappeared and you...
I went back to sleep.
Right, and well, then what happened? So, you know, you've been burnt by this mysterious ghost, so what did you do?
I mean, I moved out.
And nothing since then?
Well, no, I've moved.
Right. I don't suppose you've looked into, like, the history of the building or anything?
Why?
Okay, statement ends, I guess. Okay, yeah, great. Thanks so much for coming. Really appreciate it. If you head out by the way that you came in, there's a woman at the front desk. She'll take your details down.
Great.
And then we might be in contact about it in the future if we do any follow-up and need to talk to you about any specifics again, but that probably won't.
You got everything then, yeah?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think that's basically it. You know, thanks so much for coming in, though. We do appreciate it.
No, cool.
Sorry, is there something else that...
No, I just thought maybe you would... I mean, do I get a piece of paper or something?
It's fine. Well, I mean, we keep an internal record.
I mean, is there, like, an invoice or something?
An invoice for...
I mean, just my friend Gav said that, you know, you guys, you need stories and you need people to come forward.
Yeah.
And you kind of... You pay people for their ghost stories, so...
I think there might be a bit of a... miscommunication.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, we don't actually we don't pay for statements.
Right.
This is more a documenting process than we don't use these for stuff outside of records. I'm really sorry.
I mean that's why I. No, okay, but that's fine. But,
no, I'm really sorry. You know what? Sorry. Let's see what I've... I mean, I've got... I mean, I get coffee.
You know what? You're all right.
No, please. I mean, I...
All right.
you know...
Thanks,
like
mate.
Like a macchiato or... I mean, maybe not that much.
Okay, so just the way I...
Yeah.
The way I came in.
Yeah, please. If that's... Yeah.
Mr. Smith.
Look, Jeremy is somewhere under London right now having bioweapons tested on him, yeah? Like, and I know that 100% certain, because it's a fact.
I think you might possibly be looking for a different agency.
Well, I think so. Look, I came here because I have uncovered, like, a massive government conspiracy, yeah? And what are you doing? You're like, just frowning at me skeptically.
And it's possible you should take that to someone else, well, Mr. Smith.
Well, probably. Probably I should do that, because that fat lot of use you are. Nemesis, rubbish.
Statement ends.
Yeah, people have always said to me that Jack Russells can be difficult dogs, but I've always found that as long as you sort of treat them right and you know, give them lots of treats, and it's really
quite... So you were in the spiral... And you heard an old man crying.
I was meandering around, and you know when you hear you hear someone crying, but you can definitely sort of say there's an age in that voice. Like it sounded like have you heard many old
so
men?
So you were
crying?
Following.
Yes, that's right. So you know how sort of at places like Hampstead Court, where they've got those little hedge mazes, and rather than sort of bounding straight into the middle of them, where you can just sort of walk over all the hedges, you have to sort of follow it through. It sort of put me in mind of that. So I sort of imagined myself in exploring.
So you followed
this maze.
The maze.
So I followed that. So I followed the spiral round. And I could definitely hear this sort of old man crying. And I was definitely an old man because it really reminded me of this old chap I met once on a train going to Liverpool.
So what happened?
So as I was going round and hearing this old man, I suddenly realised that I was going to be late for my mum's dinner that she had planned.
But didn't you say it was about noon?
Well, that was the funny thing. So you see, I looked at my watch and I realised that 6 hours had gone by.
Six hours?
Yes, that's right. So at that point, I left.
I'm sorry?
Yes, yeah, so I would have been late for dinner, so...
So you left?
So I got out of the spiral and went to dinner.
The statement ends, I suppose.
Is that all you need from me?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You don't need anything. Do you want any more details?
Nope. Thank you, Mr. Lennox.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do anymore. I think they were following me. I think they followed me here. I saw a spider in the basement outside, and
please,
and the webbing, it's just a heavy webbing.
There's tea there.
The sticky kind. Okay. And I just,
right.
Don't know how I can
yes.
keep. I just need,
okay,
this
breathe.
Is the first time I've been in a room where I haven't seen a spider.
Yep.
And maybe this is safe, but maybe
the
they're outside.
No.
I just
no.
don't know.
It's really...
I don't know how I
it's
can
really not safe.
Carry
Look,
on.
I'll get you some biscuits. I'll get you something. Just breathe. Breathe for me. Okay, yes. Good. Good.
Sorry, I know I shouldn't. I guess that's everything. I just don't. Oh. Hello? Sorry, did I... Well, I don't know. Should I just go? Hello?
Excuse me. Oh. Do you work here?
No, I... Hi.
I'm looking for Elias Bouchard. He runs this institute. I do have an appointment.
I don't, I'm sorry. I was just, but everyone... went. Sorry, Brian Finlinson.
Peter Lucas. Lovely to meet you, Brian. Now, am I to understand you don't work here?
No, I was just, making a statement or whatever.
That's probably for the best. Elias can be quite protective of his people. Never really understood why. I mean, in the end, the only person you really have is yourself. Wouldn't you agree, Brian?
I don't... What?
Well, plenty of time to make your mind up, I'm sure. Now, if you'll excuse me, like I said, I have an appointment to get to. You are sure
you don't know where Elias Bouchard's office is?
No. I'm sorry.
Not to worry. I'm sure I can find it. And I'm sure you need some time to get used to your new situation.
What?
Good luck, Brian.
Yeah, thanks. Hello? Hello?
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims and directed by Alexander J. Newell. To subscribe, view associated material, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Join our communities on the forum via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchive. Thanks for listening.